starting at noon, I believe, tomorrow, the Strategic Air Command top commander out there, the general, whose job it is to take the call from the commander-in-chief, should we get into a nuclear situation. And it's voice recognition, it's technology. 5 minutes to noon, Obama can make that call. He won't, of course, but he might. He could. 5 minutes after noon, Trump. So the voice that's recognized on that phone is the commander-in-chief, Donald. He has the potential to do the stuff that scares the dickens out of the people, who have actually been briefed. And he will be briefed tomorrow morning or tonight on what his potential, how many people to kill with each button. It's horrible, but it's real.
I mean, not to play into the public's fears, but yes, that is somewhat terrifying to me, given that Trump does not seem to have the greatest impulse control. And when he says that he gets attacked, he punches back. What does that mean when he has greater weapons with which to punch? I don't know. One would hope that, as Obama has stated, Trump will be sobered by and awed by the powers of his new office, by the responsibilities that he will be imbued with. And we just have to hope that all evidence to the contrary from the last year.